Coach's Inside continues on Care, talking ACCHS basketball, brought to you by L&L Construction. A chance to talk to Tiger girls basketball coach, that is Austin Eckerts, again brought to you by L&L Construction. Coach, through 5 games, 4 wins, you've won 3 straight. Kind of a tough stretch with a lot of games in just a handful of days, coming off wins. Most recently, Valley Falls, Pleasant Ridge, and then McClouth on Tuesday. It's got to feel pretty nice, this nice stretch you guys are having and trying to get that momentum up towards the holiday break.
Yeah, it was good to have some consecutive games, similar to like a midseason tournament or what we'll see in Substate eventually. Kind of playing teams on short scouts and really focusing on what we are going to do in those games. And we played at a pretty high level for the most part in those games. There's still some things we need to clean up, but overall I'm pretty happy with those three efforts.
Yeah, with those wins over Valley Falls and McClouth and Pleasant Ridge, you're getting some good balance from a lot of your players. I know Addison Schletzbaugh has been very good, 50 points over the last 3 games. Maybe not just her, but obviously she's been a very big contributor here recently. But obviously it seems pretty balanced for you here in the last few games.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of contributions for all across the board. Right now we're 8 girls deep, and I like what all 8 of our girls are giving. Over these last 3, I thought, like you said, Addison scored the ball at a high rate. And I think part of that is she's learning that she doesn't have to press the score. She can trust her teammates that they're going to do their job. They're going to facilitate the ball, and then she can facilitate the ball back towards them as well. I think she's just playing a lot more confident, playing more under control, and starting to really learn what she's capable of.
Obviously, the one loss was in a non-league game. That was against Holton back on the 7th. So obviously, these wins are all inside the Northeast Kansas League, putting yourself in a great spot. And obviously, you'll get another league contest on Friday when you get Horton. What do you know about Horton? They're a team that's 1-2 right now, but what kind of ball game can you ultimately expect there?
We know they're going to play really tough defense. They're going to rebound. They're a physical team. The Soto girl is a pretty good player for them. She's one of the better players in our league. She's fast. So we got to make sure we contain them in transition, don't allow them any easy buckets. But again, we're just going to take this opportunity to get better, focus on ourselves, focus on getting better every single night out. Over the past 3 games, we've out-rebounded each opponent, and we've had more assists than turnovers every single game. And that's something we got to build on going forward. You mentioned our loss to Holton. We had 27 turnovers that game. That's not who we are. That's very uncharacteristic of who we want to be. And I thought over these past 3 games, our turnovers are way down, our assists are up, and hopefully that's something we see continue on Friday.
ACCHS girls basketball coach Austin Eckert joining us here, brought to you by L&L Construction. Our coach's insight here on Care. His team undefeated in league play, a 4-1 start to their season. They'll get set for Horton on Friday to wrap up the 21 portion of the schedule. Coach, great start to the season. Good luck on Friday against Horton. We will talk to you in a couple of weeks after the holiday break.
All right, thank you for the coverage.